For 91.9 KVCR News, I'm Anthony Victoria. This is IE Latino Voices, where we invite representatives from Latino-led and Latino-serving organizations to share their stories and their impact in our region. Joining me today is Ivan Fernandez, an editor with LA Taco and the recently launched IE Taco. Thanks for joining us, Ivan.
Hey, great to be here. Thanks for inviting me.
So my understanding is that IE Taco actually started as an April Fool's joke. So how did this joke turn into reality?
Well, it started years ago. So I was born and raised in Los Angeles in the Pico Union neighborhood. Moved to the city of Rialto and out here in the Inland Empire back in the 90s. And I've just been back and forth between LA and IE my whole life. And I would say maybe over the past 3 to 4 years, I've been really trying to get LA Taco to venture out of LA and do a bit more coverage in San Bernardino and Riverside. Earlier this year, we hired our events person, Juan Isguerra. He's from Pomona, but spent a lot of time in like Montclair, Ontario, and Rancho growing up. And so he's always felt that he's very much an IE person. So with his help this year, we really finally convinced Javier Cabral, who's our editor in chief, to like at least let us do one guide. It's let's just try it out. Let's see what happens. And that's also when Alex Blaisdell, who was our co-publisher and co-founder of LA Taco, he started noticing even before then, but started like after that, also noticing more like clicks and readers and subscribers coming out of Riverside, San Bernardino counties. He's saying, well, okay, it's, you know, something's going on and people from outside of Los Angeles are reading LA Taco. Let's see where it goes. And so we kind of had that little bit of a momentum to start working on something. And I'm thinking, wait a minute, April 1st, April Fool's. Guys, what if we, you know, make this a bigger thing and just go, hey, we could change the banner. We can make a little announcement on Instagram and social media and say, hey, we're no longer LA Taco. We're now the Inland Empire Taco. So it's April 1st, like, yeah, we're the IE Taco now. Here's our first IE Taco guide. April 2nd is like, okay, yeah, we're LA Taco, but we do have an actual guide for all of you to read. So I'm really happy with the way it turned out because, again, it was not entirely a last-minute idea, but definitely something that, like, it wasn't in the plans initially up until we started getting closer to the deadline and realized, oh, actually, this would be a really great way to announce that we do, in fact, have a nice big guide about the Inland Empire, and we really want people to read it.
I mean, I definitely loved the joke. People were stoked. And to your point, it shows just the desire for information and for news and for journalism. What kind of stories should Inland Empire residents expect from IE Taco? What's going to be the focus of your coverage?
The IE Taco right now is being funded through the help of the Inland Empire Community Foundation, the IECF, through the Cielo Fund. And so the focus is going to be on like Latino organizations, Latino businesses, and so forth. So, you know, there's going to be a focus mainly on that. But we do eventually want to expand and do more. You know, we don't want to restrict ourselves to just that because the Inland Empire is a very diverse area. It's a very diverse region. A lot of folks out here, a lot of African-Americans, a lot of people from Asia as well, you know, like whether it's Chinese background, Japanese background, et cetera, et cetera. But to start off, the focus will be a bit more on the Latino community. Food guides, of course. And I've already spent quite a lot of time in many restaurants and nearby.
Full disclosure for our audiences, KVCR and this program is also funded by the Cielo Fund and the Inland Empire Community Foundation. But to this point, right, we're both getting supported for local journalism. Why is it important? Why is it crucial, maybe even, to highlight these voices? And why do you think the coverage that you all give at LA Taco is so important?
I think there's almost like a level of trust there. I think the trust comes from, you know, all of us being from similar backgrounds, similar communities. Number one thing is showing folks that we do, in fact, care about what we're covering. It's been very exciting to have everyone working together and then covering more stories. But even then, it feels like, okay, there's more of us, but it still feels like it's not enough. That's also why it's important to have the little helping hand from the Cielo Fund to help us cover more stuff out here in the Inland Empire.
thank you so much for your commitment to local journalism here in the Inland Empire.
Yeah, thanks again for inviting me.
Iván Fernández is an editor with LA Taco and IE Taco. Join us again next week for IE Latino Voices. You can find this story and others on our website at kvcr.org/IE Latino Voices. IE Latino Voices is produced by KVCR Public Media and is funded by generous support from the Cielo Fund at IECF. For KVCR News, I'm Anthony Victoria.